This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. Abdullah Abduro. In the 10th Juz, chapter number 9, verse number 18, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the ones that maintain the houses of Allah. As we know, the houses of Allah are the masajid, or the buyut of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here, verily the ones that maintain the houses of Allah are the mu'mineen, are the ones that believe in Allah and the last day, and they establish the prayer and they give the zakat. And they don't fear anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps they may be of the rightly guided ones. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the verb ya'muru. As we know, the name Umar means the one that has a lifespan, and inshallah, a lifespan of good. And a building in Arabic is even called al-imara, because it stands and it's a structure that stands for a long period of time. So here the ones that maintain the houses of Allah. But we should stop here and recognize that it's not only by paying the bills of the rent or, you know, building it from the beginning. Definitely that has its place. But it's definitely the life of the masjid is where one prays in the masjid, where one frequents the masjid. As we know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us in building the masjid. Man bana lillahi baytan, bana Allahu lahu baytan fil jannah. As he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever builds a house for Allah, Allah will build a house for him in paradise, which is encouraging, definitely. But definitely the ones that spend time in the mosque, that frequent the mosque, to where the Prophet ﷺ also mentioned of the seven people, one of them is the one that is his qalbuhu is mu'allaqun bil masajid, is that his heart is tied to the masjid. If there is anything that prohibits you from going to the masjid and you want to go to the masjid, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your intention. So here, the ones that maintain the houses of Allah are the ones that believe in Allah on the last day. They establish the prayer and they pay the zakat. They maintain these structures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their actions, and even, dare we even say, with their finances, to where if some consider the houses from the fi sabilillah, in the path of Allah, as some have categorized that from the 9 categories of zakat, of the recipients of zakat. Also, when we see here, la yakhsha illallah, they have no fear of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in some places, when one establishes their identity collectively as Muslims, definitely the first thing should be a place of worship, which is a sign of the Sharia, from the Sharia of Allah. The signs of Allah in Islam is the establishment of a place of worship, a mosque. And they don't fear anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after all of this, perhaps they will be of the muhtadeen, which shows that these characteristics, these 5 that were previously mentioned, are the signs of the ones that will maintain guidance in any locality. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those, of the believers, that contrasts us from those that disbelieve in Allah voluntarily. May He make us of those that do these actions voluntarily as well. And that is the methodology and practices of the believers, of the rightly guided ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you of the ones that follow His sirat al-mustaqim, and make you of those that upon this path that you have treaded of being on the right path, make you of those that are an influence of guidance on this earth. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.